Well, President Biden is heading on a week-long trip across Asia, bolstered by his party's better-than-expected performance in the midterms. The president will attend a series of summits and have a face-to-face meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He's expected to speak out on climate change, countering China's global influence, and trying to curb the damage caused by Russia's war on Ukraine. NPR's White House correspondent Franco Ordonez will be on the trip with the president after spending about a month in Ukraine. Hi, Franco.
Hey, Robin.
And start with that meeting that will be in the spotlight Monday. Biden holding a face-to-face talk with China's Xi Jinping. Relations are, as we know, frosty at best. So what is it expected that they will talk about?
Yeah, I think frosty is kind of an understatement. I mean, tensions are really high. Biden says his goal is to figure out what Xi's red lines are, as a senior administration official told us reporters today. Biden believes it's critical to build a floor for the relationship, and that's to ensure there are some rules of the road so that it doesn't spiral out of control. You know, that includes talking about Taiwan, which is one of the touchiest subjects because China claims the island as its territory. Mm-hmm. Biden has said his policy hasn't changed on Taiwan, but he's made a lot of statements about whether the U.S. would defend Taiwan. And yesterday, he told reporters that he'd have that conversation with Xi when he sees him in Indonesia.
Well, we should say Biden is not beginning his journey in China, in Asia, but in Egypt at the COP27 gathering. So what do you expect to be his message at this gathering in Sharm el-Sheikh?
Yeah, he's only going to be in Egypt for a few hours, but he will be giving a speech. And this is a chance to reiterate, you know, the U.S. commitment to the climate, you know, and he can point to the legislation that he signed that include some of the biggest U.S. investments to fight climate change. So this time, when he's pushing leaders around the world to do more, he can also show that the United States has some momentum in the area.
Yeah. Well, despite the fact that the Democrats and Biden's, you know, party may still lose both the House and the Senate, this has undoubtedly been a good midterm election for him. Can we expect him to be more bullish on his agenda?
Robin, it's really interesting. Biden said yesterday that voters, you know, clearly spoke about their concerns about inflation and crime. And he said he's ready to work with Republicans on those issues. He actually said he's going to invite congressional leaders to the White House after returning from this trip to talk about some of the things they can work together on. But he didn't really get into any specifics, and he was clear that he was ready to use his veto pen if Republicans tried to come after or diminish any of the legislation wins that he's, you know, signed. So it's kind of unclear how much follow through there will be on this bipartisan talk, which, you know, we all already know there's not so much of.
Right. The president also going to Cambodia to a summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. What does he hope to accomplish there?
Yeah, you know, United States does often attend these meetings, usually attends these meetings. The region is a huge trading partner on all sorts of goods, take technology, for example. But the big thing, of course, is pushing back on Chinese influence. China has made some inroads in the region with the South Pacific, for example. And that has served as a bit of a wake-up call for the administration. And Biden is going there to let leaders know that the White House and the administration are engaged, and they are committed and ready to work with the countries on issues that matter to them.
Yeah, we got about a minute here. The president's also heading to Bali in Indonesia for a G20 gathering, and Vladimir Putin announced he wouldn't go, although his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, will go. What do you think the president will be pushing on with allies when it comes to Ukraine?
Yeah, it's going to be a big topic of discussion at the G20. Biden's focus is going to be on supporting Ukraine. Putin, as you said, is not expected to be there, but he's going to have a big presence. Senior officials say Biden is not going to hesitate to call out Russia for the damage that the war on Ukraine has caused globally. You know, he'll talk about global inflation and food prices and energy prices, and that is going to be a big, big focus of this G20. Experts tell me that, you know, no one really wants Putin there, but at the same time, it's difficult to address big issues like these if the most consequential player is not there.
NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez, lots of time zones coming up for you and the president. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.